too much.
Born and raised in Sunday. Oh, Judas Priest!
You won't hear us playing Judas Priest, but you will be hearing an entertaining sports show with myself, Frank, and David the Man of God Harris on WSUT's After Further Review, airing Saturdays 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and throughout the week with our replay 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. on Toledo's only alternative and your on-campus radio station, 88.3 WXUT.
Born and raised in Sunday.
Oh, Judas Priest!
Little loud here on 88.3 WGT's After Further Review, here with Frank Vashner and also David the Man of God Harris. What's up, David?
Not much, just listening in.
Yeah, did you hear our show on the Facebook Live?
Yep.
Okay, so it sounded good. I know at first I had the auxes all messed up and everything like that, so I had to kind of change some stuff up so you guys can actually hear us and hear Frank, because I forgot that Frank is on an external mic in the studio, and then I'm actually on my board, which I forgot to bring another mic in for, so we would all be together and just go from the board straight to the aux outlet. But we got everything figured out. So anyway, we're going to do this special tribute. WXUT in the sports department lost a real close friend of ours, Paul Vandersteen, in November to a tragic car accident. And I actually did this on Cool Kids Radio Urban Education, and then this had to be fitting on this show. I actually had to do this. So, as you know, behind the scenes, if you listen to the show, you know, we always do this, you know.
Now, wake up, Toledo.
You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
You do know that song. Mm-hmm. So, it's crazy because, Frank, you kind of started getting upset with me about this. Because
you were kind of overplaying it. But
No, I was not overplaying it. David, was I overplaying the song?
Well, playing it three times during a segment.
I mean, he would work soundboard for us sometimes when we would do games. So, I mean, he was a part of the WXCT.
Yeah,
AFR family in a sense.
Yeah, he was.
I wish that I would have gotten to work with him more, because I mean, he helped film kind of some of our post game stuff when I was calling basketball games, and he was one of the best people I've ever worked with, and I mean, that's kind of part of the reason why I do my post game recaps at Dundee. He on Facebook Live as well, so.
Yeah, so anyway, if you know anything about this, we would play the...
Wake up, Toledo. It's time to mangle your mind with the House of Hate, Toledo's only true metal radio show. We've been nuking the airwaves with a full metal assault for almost 20 years, and we're not about to stop. So tune your radio all the way down to the underground
FM radio station 88.3. And when I was in here, you know, I would sit there and, you know, play the drums and, you know, Carcass and Demovore gear.
I'm not that big of a metal guy. I mean, there's a little bit I'll listen to, like, I mean, Five Finger Death Punch, which I did listen to as...
What about Dismember?
No, I Five Finger Death Punch. I listened to...
You didn't listen to Carcass?
No. I said Five Finger Death Punch was my go-to. Did that so as my way of paying respect.
Oh, okay. So, David, any memorable moment for Paul? Because you were here also at WXUT while Paul was here, and you remember him.
Yeah, we would have casual conversations sometimes in the studio, sometimes out of the studio. Just, yeah, talking about music, talking about radio stuff, just talking about life in general. Like, he was always the kind of guy that you... When you think about rock radio, you know, heavy rock, heavy metal, like, you thinking, oh, he's grunge, kind of in your face. But yeah, Paul was just kind of low-key, kind of a friend to everyone, I guess would be the best way to say it.
He was a tall guy with long blonde hair, and some people would be somewhat intimidated by him, but he was the nicest guy that you ever met.
Yeah.
And like I said, hands down is what it is. So here's what's going to happen. since we play this all the time, I retired the song. Obviously, he won't be doing a show anymore because he's passed on to the big concert upstairs, so to speak. And what are you doing?
Sorry, didn't have my computer muted.
Oh, okay. So what we're going to do is this. This will be the last time we'll play this song, and then we'll go on out with this, or actually this commercial. And it's kind of crazy because not only was Paul a great friend to me, he also graduated from St. Francis de Sales, my alma mater, about 11 years before I did. That makes us really old. We're not going to give away our ages here. But he was always clutch, whether or not to work the board for WXUT Sports Department. If you remember in the early days, we didn't really have an engineer working the board. And Paul was the guy that would always come in and, you know, work the board for us. Not to mention when the sports department was revived, he was one of the first. He was a color commentator for the first broadcast when we played Arizona that was here at the Glass Bowl. And I actually remember the score. We got beat 41-2. But that was when the sports department actually got revived again. But also another thing about this commercial was if I needed time to fill for commercials or, you know, beat around the bush, I would play this commercial to get my stuff ready, whether it was for this show or for Cool Kids Radio Urban Education. I'd always play this commercial because I always knew it was clutch. Yeah. So that's how clutch Paul was.
And I would play it too during games, and I remember constant times with it. The "We'll Tear Your Soul Apart." I would come back saying, "We won't tear your soul apart," but you can always listen to Paul every Friday night to get your heavy metal fix or something along that line.
Yes, you always could get your heavy metal fix with Paul. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play this commercial one more time. And actually, you know, you won't hear it anymore. So what we're going to do is we're going to retire. Any final thoughts about Paul, fellas, before we give the good old tribute to him? Bueller? Anything?
I've said what really needs to be said.
David?
Yeah, I mean, it's worthy retirement. Definitely Hall of Famer in the SUT annals.
That's right. Yeah, so it is a Hall of Famer. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a commercial break after this as we put the retirement of the House of Hates commercial from Paul. Paul, man, great friend, man, and we'll miss you.
Wake up, Toledo. It's time to mangle your mind with the House of Hate, Toledo's only true metal radio show. We've been nuking the airwaves with a full metal assault for almost 20 years, and we're not about to stop.
So tune your radio all the way down to the underground of the FM frequency, 88.3 FM, every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. We're playing all of your favorite doom, grind, thrash, black death, and classic metal.
Featuring bands like Slayer, Suffocation, Napalm Death, Opeth, Arch Enemy, The Haunted, Dimmu Borgir, Dismember, and Hypocrisy. Plus classic cuts from Anthrax, Testament, Exodus, Venom, Bathory, Iron Maiden, Creator, Judas Priest, and Carcass. So join Bill, Mark,
and me, Paul, every Friday night, 8 to 10 p.m. for the House of Hate, Toledo's only metal alternative.
We'll tear your soul apart.
Gotta love it. Always gets me hype, man. Always gets me hype. This is 88.3 WT's. After further review, when we return, we got Frank's Power Play. Once again, rest in peace to Paul from the House of Hate.